mischievous pastimes of Supreme Personality of Godhead in his form as little Nimai. There are many other sweet stories. Although I'm not very versed on the details, I remember a few of the sweet pastimes. Jagannath Mishra, when Nimai was growing up, and after he had begun going to school, he was an exceptional student, very intelligent, brilliant, had great marks above all the other students in school. He was still a young boy. He was about, I guess, 5 or 6 years old. Had just begun going to school. And his parents were starting to see he was becoming very much absorbed in his studies. Now, one thing happened that devastated the whole family was that their older brother, or their older son, Nimai's older brother, Vishwarup, he was also very brilliant and exceptional. He was actually Sankarsana. He was actually an energy of Lord Balaram, Lord Nityananda. And he, in his great ability to study, developed an attraction to associate with Vaishnavas. And he started to associate with Advaita Acharya and learn from him. He would go regularly to Shantipur and hear from Advaita Acharya about Bhagavad Gita and just scripture in general. And he became so attracted to the philosophy of Vedanta Vaishnav philosophical principles, that the family concluded that because of this, you know, he left, took sannyas, and completely lost complete contact with the family. No more was he there in the family. So Nimai was the only son that was left. So they were thinking, he's going to follow the path of his brother. He's going to do the same thing. He's going to be very intelligent in school, and then he's going to become a great scholar of the scriptures, and then he'll take sannyas, he'll leave us. This is unthinkable. We can't imagine how this will break our hearts if he leaves. So therefore, we should take him out of school. So they decided to take him out of school. Now, Nimai, he loved school. But they took him out of school. So he decided to perform his mischievous pastimes. Not going to school, so now he was just starting to become more mischievous. So he described that him and his friends would get together and they would go to someone's house at night and lock the door from the outside. Because, you know, unlike places outside of India, which have locks on the inside, and if you want to lock it from the outside, you have to come out. But some of the houses in India, you can lock it from the outside. So if somebody's inside, can't get out. So he would lock the doors for people from the outside, on the outside. And when they had to respond to nature, they couldn't get out. So they'd be stuck in the house, and they would be banging and yelling, and Nimai and his friends would just be laughing. And then they would run away. So in this way, they would perform mischievous pastimes. Another time, they would go into different persons' gardens, and they would dress up as a bull. And there was like three of them, and they would put a sheet over them, and then they would knock down a person's banana tree. And then the person would come out, and they would run away. So Krishna was very mischievous, but Lord Chaitanya was even more mischievous. Very mischievous. In fact, his mischievous nature was really a whole series of pastimes, one after another. Now, this went on for some time. And then, you know, the neighbors, they were saying to Sachimata and Jagannath Mishra, why are you taking him out of school? You know, our children, we have to force them to go to school. They don't like school, but your son likes school so much. He's going to grow up and he's going to be he's not going to have any intelligence. And who's going to marry him? What girl will marry him if he doesn't have any good position, doesn't have any education? So they would encourage him. And his mischief would just continue and continue and continue. Finally, this was the indication he wanted to go back to school. So they put him back in school again. They surrendered. And then while he was in school, he would perform these pastimes. He would go down to the bathing ghat. He would leave school sometimes a little early and go to the bathing ghat to take baths just before he would come home. And the Brahmins would be there also. And sometimes they'd be sitting and chanting their Gayatri, standing in the Ganga or in the ghat. And he would go underneath the water and he would pull out their legs. And they would fall. Or sometimes he would just surface and spit water in their face and then laugh and then swim away. So in this way he would perform all these mischievous pastimes. And sometimes they would leave their Bhagavad Gita on the bank and he would steal their Gita. They couldn't find it when they got out. Or he would take the clothes of the men and he'd put it on the women's side and put the women's clothes on the men's side. So when they came out of the water, they were quite shocked. So he would perform all these pastimes. And then he would go to the women, and sometimes they would be sitting there doing various pujas to Lord Shiva. Because young girls would worship Lord Shiva in order to get a good husband. Because Lord Shiva is very much inclined towards showing mercy to women, especially giving them blessings of getting good husbands. And many women pray to Lord Shiva for a good husband. So they were doing this puja to Lord Shiva. So he would come and he would sit in the position where Lord Shiva was being honored. And he would say, worship me. They say, Nimai, what are you doing? Quit playing your games. This is to God Shiva. He would say, actually, I am Shiva. And if you worship me, I'll arrange for you to have a very good, handsome, intelligent husband, and you'll have so many wonderful sons that'll all be very educated and brilliant and have all good qualities. But if you don't, I'll give you the curse that you'll be married as one co-wife to an ugly husband who have seven other wives. Mm-hmm. And they would laugh at first, but then they would think, you know, maybe he is serious. So they would, you know, think twice. Sometimes they would worship, sometimes. And sometimes they would be there and he would take these sticky okada seeds, These are like seeds that are real sticky. And he would put it in the hairs of the girls. And they'd get all these sticky seeds in their hair. Then he would run away. So this way we'd perform all these mischievous pastimes every day. So finally the Brahmins and even the girls, they became upset. They decided to go to Jagannath Mishra and complain about his mischievous nature. So then Nimai's friends, they would warn him, you know, they're coming to your house to tell your father. Tell you, and Jagannath Mishra will become very angry and he'll punish you. So Nimai would just leave, and then he would arrive home with all ink marks all over his body, like he had just come from school, and his clothes would all be dusty and his hair would be full of dust, and he would come home. And before that, they would come and they would complain. They would give all their complaints to Sachimata, to the girls, and the men to Jagannath Mishra. And then Jagannath Mishra would say, when he comes home, I'll punish him. And then he would come home and he would be all like he had never gone to the Ganga. Be all dry, had all these ink marks. And he would say, they would see him. And then they would say, did you go bathe today? Oh, no, actually, today I came straight home from school, Father. I'm hearing all these complaints. Oh, they're just making up these stories. Actually, it's my friends are doing that. They're actually making up these stories just so I can get in trouble. And he would say it in such a sweet and innocent way that they would believe him. So this way we'd perform all these very sweet pastimes. And when Krishna performs mischief, his mischievous nature actually is a source of great happiness and great joy. I mean, when we grow up, we also have that same nature. Just like Prabhupada also said that mischievous nature that we have, where is it coming from? It's coming from Krishna. It's coming from Krishna. So, it's actually, but when we perform mischief or do things that upset people or cause people distress, we don't get glorified for that. We don't get praised. We get punished. We get condemned. We get criticized in so many ways. We also become seen as someone who is a disturbance or a troublemaker. But when Krishna does it, or when Lord Chaitanya does it, it becomes a great source of happiness. One time his mother, this is a very nice story. His mother, he asked his mother for some sweetmeats. And she said, actually, right now, Nimai, I'm going to worship. She was going to worship one demigoddess. She said, I'll be back. And when I do, I'll give you these sweetmeats. He said, no, I want them right now. She said, well, just be patient. And he became very angry. He ran into the house and he took a stick and he started breaking everything in the house. Smashing the doors, smashing the windows, throwing all the grains of rice on the floor, all the flour, atta, all the dal. He just threw butter, yogurt, everything all over the place. He just smashed everything. And then he went to sleep. And then when he woke up, he said to his mother, I'm hungry. His mother said, well, you broke everything in the house. There's nothing to cook. How can I feed you? He said, don't worry, mother. I'll be right back. So he left. And a little while later, he came back and he gave her 2 tolas of gold. He said, here, you can buy some more food. So she took it and she was thinking, where's he getting this gold from? He was only a little boy at the time, and he would come back and give her this gold. She would wonder, where is he getting this gold from? And this way he would perform his wonderful, mischievous pastimes. And this would go on and on. And everyone would feel enlivened and very much blessed but at the same time, transcendental anxiety. Even little Krishna, when he was in Vrindavan, you know, he would steal butter. Would you like to hear a pastime of Krishna stealing butter? This is a nice one. There was one particular house that had the best butter as far as Krishna was concerned. Krishna was about 3 years old. And he would go to this house and regularly steal butter. Now this gopi was becoming very upset because, you know, Krishna would come in when she wasn't there or when she wasn't around, and he would steal it and then he would run away and she would never catch him. So she decided to make a trap to try to catch him. She was thinking, I'm going to catch this rascal. So she put some bells on the window. In this window, and she said, this is where he comes in. I'm going to put some bells here. And when he comes in, the bells will ring and then I'll catch him. But then she was thinking, that's not enough. He's going to steal from this butter pot. So I'll put some bells on the butter pot also. So Krishna was walking along and he was with his friend Madhu Mangal. He said, hey Madhu, there's this house. And I've got the best butter. Let's go. Madhu said, yeah, but, you know, look, there's bells on the window. Krishna said, don't worry. Bells are my servants. Bells don't ring. Told the bells not to ring. So he opened the window and the bells were completely quiet. Walks in the house, Madhu Mangal follows him. It's dark, but Krishna's got this effulgence, so he's lighting up this whole area. Finally comes into the area where the butter pot is. It's up high. So he gets a little bench and he stands on it. And Madhu says, hey, Krishna, watch out. There's bells on the pot. Krishna, don't worry. Bells are my servants. Bells don't ring. So he grabs the pot and bells were completely quiet. So he's taking the butter. He gives some to Madhu Mangal and some of the other friends come and then some monkeys and he's distributing. Finally, Krishna decides to eat some. So when he starts eating the butter, ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling, all the bells start ringing. Madhu said, let's go! Running out of fast. Wow, what happened? I don't know. I thought you said the bell. Why did the bells ring? I don't. And Krishna said, let me call a demigod of bells. So he calls his, and this personality comes, and he's got all these bells on, and he pays his obeisances to Krishna. He says, yes, my lord, you've called me. He said, yeah, why did you ring? I told you not to ring. He said, well, you know, you've also said that when you take prasad, we're supposed to ring. So we were just following your instructions. And then the lady of the house, she came out. Ah, I caught him. She grabs Krishna by him. Now I'm going to take you to Mother Yasoda and she's going to punish you. And then she was thinking, you know, Nanda Maharaj, he's so kind, he's so lenient, and we'll have to pass by Nanda Maharaj, and Nanda Maharaj is going to let him go without any punishment. So she took her sari, she put it over the head of Krishna, and when she could lead him into the house without Nanda Maharaj seeing. So she's walking into the house. She goes by and she goes finally. She said, Mata, I caught your son. Ha, here he is. He's stealing butter from my house. It happens all the time. I want you to punish him. She lifts her sari up. And Mother Yasoda just starts laughing. And then she looks. She said, that's your son. It's not my son. And she looked, it was her own son. It wasn't Krishna. Mother Yasoda said, just go home, relax, you know. Chant some mantras, you know, sing some nice songs. You'll feel better. So then she's walking out, and Krishna runs up to her and says, the next time you do that, I'll become your husband. So. Very well. Krishna's pastimes are real sweet. So, The mischief that the Lord does actually is sung by the great saints and mentioned in the Shastras as a great sort of great happiness, and teaches also many wonderful principles that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a person. He is a complete person. He has all wonderful qualities. And when he displays those qualities, in any way he displays those qualities, they bring attraction, devotion, and love for his personality. So I'll stop here, and thank you very much. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasari, Gaura Bhaktivi, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Srila Prabhupada ki Jai, Hare Krishna.
Prima.